Now to the political scene in Russia. Tens of thousands of Russians took to the streets in cities across the country today in rival demonstrations for and against the government. The protests were the latest sign of discontent, prompted by President Vladimir Putin's attempt to cut benefits for retirees. NPR's Lawrence Sheets is in Moscow. Lawrence, can you tell us who exactly has been demonstrating there?
Well, first of all, these protests were called by Russia's opposition Communist Party. We had about 3,000 people in Moscow itself. Similar numbers in cities like St. Petersburg, where about 2,000 mostly communists turned up to protest against the elimination of these social benefits. Not more than 5,000 in any one particular place, but in a very wide range of cities, in several dozen cities. And if you add all of it up, the Communist Party saying that they got at least 100,000 people out in the streets. In many cities, however, as was the case in Moscow today, we saw the communist demonstrators outnumbered by government supporters. These are people who are organized by United Russia, which is the pro-Putin political movement here. They got as many as 30,000 people in Moscow and outnumbered the communists in several other cities as well.
But Lawrence, I understand the government actually had backed down in some of its attempts to cut benefits. So why are people still in the streets?
Well, the government has backed down. It's backed down by restoring some of the previously free benefits, and it's also raised pensions in many, many cases in order to placate people. People are still on the streets because political parties are using this as a platform, an opportunity to basically take a swipe at the government. In the case of the Communist Party, there's a split within that party, and the leader, Gennady Zyuganov, has also been very intent on organizing people to show that he's still in control.
Now, the Kremlin's critics put forward a no-confidence motion in the parliament this week. What happened?
That's correct. The no-confidence motion failed by a very wide margin. It garnered about 110 votes. They needed about double of that. But many pro-Kremlin deputies, who normally would, of course, support the government, just decided not to vote at all. That is an expression of how unpopular these reforms were and how many mistakes that the Kremlin realizes were made in this entire process of trying to eliminate these free social benefits.
NPR's Lawrence Sheets in Moscow. Thank you.
Thank you.